Zaffirelli on 2FM.
There is absolutely no doubt that this is a very expensive time of year for most people. And there's a recent report stating that those of us aged 35 to 44 are going to spend an average of 1,500 quid this festive season. And those of us with kids spending a little bit more. And the only good news is that fewer of us are planning to fund the spending by getting into debt. But is there any tips and tricks that we can still use to be smart about spending? Well, we have Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie in studio to find out. Paul, how are you?
Good morning, I'm great, thanks, you?
Good, it's lovely to see you and thanks a mil for coming in. Tell me about this. Why is this year, this time of year, just such carnage spending-wise?
I think, look, traditionally it's carnage wise because people go out and spend money in the festive period for Christmas, giving gifts, big splash. But I think what's happening in the article you mentioned, the survey, what's happened for this year is that people are going to probably spend a little bit more because it's been a tough year.
Yeah.
So they kind of spurge, they get the Christmas time. It's worth it. You know, I've worked hard all year.
Yeah.
It's been a brutal year. Let's just have one last hurrah.
Brutal couple the end of years,
yeah.
really.
Like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But the issue is, it's the middle of a massive cost of living crisis in the country. And you have to keep one eye, not to be a bad humbug, on January to make sure you don't wake up with too much money issues in January. So Ruby also says that a lot of people are going to be using their savings, which is great compared to borrowing in previous years, because I think we're still a very rich nation cash-wise. We've billions on deposit compared to where we would have been a decade or so ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of people listening tomorrow won't be feeling that, but a lot of people are.
For sure,
there's been this kind of massive wealth divide over the last couple of years. So there's a lot of people out there, a lot of money, and they're going to spend it rather than borrowing it, which is great. You're not going to wake up with too many headaches come January.
Yeah, like
if you have it. But what we're afraid of then is probably people using the credit card or getting into debt or feeling that you have to keep up with the Joneses and making sure that they're, you know, everyone's happy when it comes to Christmas, which is not really what it's about, but it's what it's become. It's probably it's the biggest commercial event of the year.
Of course it is. And
Christmas.
it starts so early.
Yeah, like, it's getting earlier.
It gets earlier and earlier.
It's earlier.
Everybody says it. Yeah, exactly. But are things, because it does feel that way now, are things more expensive?
They are 100% more expensive, and that's inflation. So inflation has kicked in massively over the last 10 months in particular. We've got a bit of a hangover from COVID-19, from Brexit as well. So everything costs a little bit more money to, number one, get it into the country, if you're looking at shipping in, and then the suppliers or manufacturers of these goods that you'd be buying also have massive cost of energy increases themselves. They're passing those on to the consumer.
Yeah.
So it is 100% way more expensive than it has been over the last, in particular, 10 years, last decade. It's absolutely mental. It's really, really scary, the cost of goods compared to what it was last year.
And people really start to feel that now if you're spending like a larger amount of money, I guess.
Yeah. And this is where psychology and money comes into play, actually, because if you think about it, only October, November, everybody was talking about the cost of living crisis and, you know, the fuel that they put into the car and the energy bills for their houses.
Yeah.
It will just get forgotten about now when it comes to Christmas, when it comes to buying things.
That's
which is really strange for a lot of people. Not for everybody, of course, but for a lot of people. So people will, when they're in the kind of that September, October, you know, and they're back to work, the summer's ending, and they're feeling a little bit blue, or the kids are back at school, or and they feel a little bit blue, they'll really feel the pinch of bad news.
Yeah.
But it gets completely overshadowed then once you get to Christmas, which in a way is kind of nice because people probably aren't as downbeat about what's going on in the world. And they use this as an escapism to get away from it for another couple of weeks. The major issue here is though that January is only a few weeks away and you're going to get a massive slap of reality come the first few days in January, and especially if you've got into debt. So that's what we're trying to encourage people, trying to stay away from debt, trying to cut down on spending where you can, and be very sensible when it comes to spending if you can.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So the report that we were talking about there, it says that a quarter of consumers are planning to borrow to cover Christmas costs this year compared to one third in 2021. Is borrowing a good idea?
No, it's not.
No.
Same with those buy now, pay later things, you know.
Yeah.
But again, you can understand, and I'm not trying to tell people what to do here, but you understand people have kids, know, and, you know, kids are expecting X, Y, Z, and it's hard not to. So I can understand why people borrow. But yeah, it's not a good idea. Like I said, especially coming into January, and another thing people need to keep an eye on, you usually get paid earlier in December as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So January, so it could be like 6 weeks or 7 weeks by the time you're getting paid, but your normal bills start kicking in from the 1st of January, so rent, mortgages,
yeah,
whatever's going through your normal current accounts. So try to keep an eye on both. So if you can try and keep the borrowing to a minimal, it's really, really important. If you are going to borrow and you are going to use like a credit card, it's trying to make sure in January you're switching your credit cards to 0% interest credit cards, and you're just being a little bit clever as well. And if you are maybe, you know, not a huge fan of overdrafts, but if you are going to dip into an overdraft, to try and make sure you have enough to clear it from January's wage back, because it seemed like a great idea to go into an overdraft in December. But people forget about that 6 weeks or that maybe 7 weeks till they get paid again.
Yeah.
So they really struggle to get to January. So by the time they pay their overdraft off, then when it comes to January, there's pretty much nothing left in January, and you end up in that vicious cycle into February, March, April, May. This is all about just being a little bit smarter at this time of year. It's about, not to sound like Sandy, make a list, check it twice, and making sure that you're not overspending and you have a budget. And so you can see what you have in the bank at the moment or what's coming to you from payday, and just being sensible. Maybe I'm big into shopping local, but sometimes shopping online is easier in that you can stick to your budget. So if you have got the list and you're trying to rather than going into the shops, if you go into the shops, it's very easy to let go of your cash and impulse buy and Johnny would love that. And you know, so it's probably a little bit easier to shop online and have a budget and say, right, I'm going to spend X amount today and I'm going to buy for these 5 people or these 10 people or whatever you plan to do.
See, you're talking about the way to kind of, you know, mitigate the massive spend on things like, say, Christmas dinner and Christmas presents and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's listing and it's knowing what you want.
Or else go to someone else's house for
Go to someone else's house for Christmas, absolutely. Yeah. Whoever will have you.
Invite yourself to everybody's house. Someone will just let you in.
Exactly. But I'm seeing this more and more now, right? And you mentioned it briefly there. If you're shopping online, and you see this thing, there's lots of different brand names for it.
Yes.
But it's buy now, pay later.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's debt. It's definitely debt. And how these companies work
and
is they offer...
it's so tempting.
So tempting.
Because it's like you might have a, I don't know, 300 euro bill or something like that, and they're saying to you, "You can pay this in 300 euro chunks or whatever."
Yeah. It's debt. It's 100% debt.
Yeah.
And what they... what they trick you doing is they can sometimes call it zero interest as well. So it is zero interest for those first 3 payments like you've mentioned. Yeah. But once you miss one of them or you don't pay them back, then you're into really, really, really expensive cost of credit.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want to avoid.
Because they have to make their money somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There's no free lunches. The companies aren't there trying to buy you stuff for free. Like, it doesn't work. They know a certain amount of people are not going to pay it back and they're going to end up in debt. And it's going to be very expensive debt as well. So that's what those buttons are there for, and they're trying to entice you in.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's about trying to make sure you have your budget first going in, and you know you're going to spend a couple hundred quid, thousand, whatever your budget is, and who you're going to buy for and how much you're going to spend on them. So rather than going in browsing around stores, or rather than going into a shop thinking you're going to buy 5 or 6 gifts and walking out with 10 gifts and buying stuff that people, like the amount of things we buy that people don't even want, you know, you're just buying to be nice or be annoying to have something there as a filler for somebody. It's a waste of your money. It's just a complete waste of your money. You're right though, it's so tempting.
It is
really tempting for people. And as well as that, like I said earlier on, the psychology around that is you're in the feel-good factor now.
Completely.
And you're thinking everything is going to be okay and, you know, I can pay it back in January or even February, whatever the payment term is.
Yeah.
But you're forgetting about what all the rest of when you're going to spend December and what financial situation you're going to probably end up in January.
Yeah.
And you don't want to start off, the worst way to start the year, in my opinion, is like in debt, you know, because most people start up in January. And they try and give themselves targets for the year.
Yeah.
They might be saving for a house. They might be trying to clear off existing debt even. You know, loads of people have different goals. And you wake up in January and you have that bit of, you know, I'm going to do this year. You know, everyone gets that.
Yeah.
But if you're snowed under financially, it makes all the tasks, even if it's something to do with money, even just trying to get healthy or eat better or anything. But once the mental stress of money comes in on top of you, then all the other life goals you're thinking of go out the window, because you're too stressed thinking about getting the payday or how you're going to pay your mortgage or put food on the table or pay a bill. And that's not where you want to be. It's not worth it for one day. Not a hope.
Can I ask you about, so everyone's trying to save money, or trying to do this in the smartest way they can, I guess. And what about nights out, right?
Yeah. So it's Have them.
I swear to God, we were only talking about this at the start of the week, because there are a lot of people going on Christmas parties, Christmas dinner, all that kind of stuff. Like, there's, It's a never-ending story. Some people out there, right? They really are. But it is a never-ending story.
It is a never-ending of invites. Never-ending list of invites. Look, again, it's about being wise and taking your one night, your two nights, or whatever you're going to do.
But budget for it. Like,
budget for it. The big thing on a night out, and I always say this, I know some people don't like it because it's easier to lose cash, but people lose their debit cards as well. It's try and take cash out with you on a night out rather than your debit card.
Okay.
Because when you're a hero in a nightclub at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're definitely not thinking about what's in your bank balance. And you can just keep tapping and tapping and tapping and tapping. If you're going out on a night out, you're trying to budget. Don't be a hero. Don't be the guy or the girl at the bar blowing shots for all the staff or all the co-workers that you actually probably don't even like. If truth be told.
Yes.
So, yeah, look, it's about bringing a little bit of cash out. So whatever your budget is, again, just saying, right, I'm going out for 3 nights and I have whatever it is, if you want to quit the spend for those 3 nights, bring the cash, because when the cash is gone, it's gone. But once you have your debit card, you can just keep tapping and wake up the next morning and go, how do I spend so much money? Because we don't make the best decisions when we're drunk. So,
especially
when it comes to money.
Can I ask you quickly as well, what about like deals for Christmas?
Yeah.
It's 10 days-ish to Christmas now.
Yeah.
Is it too late to be getting
No, I don't think so. I think there's loads of deals. I think you're going to find the majority of the deals are deals that really help you probably online at this stage.
Okay.
They're probably going to be online. Now, a lot of, like I said, I'm a big fan of shopping local and making sure you're sorted, but shop around, see what it is. I think the big problem is if you are on a budget, it's very, very difficult to shop local, in my opinion, in that, it's easier to stick to the budget online.
Yes.
You have your list and you know what you're going to buy.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you can't see anything. You're not going to be. Now, I know they have pop-up ads and all this type of stuff, but generally speaking, people will, stick to it easier online than they will if they're going into the shops. But there are loads of deals still out there. But also, when you're looking for deals, try making deals within the family as well. So maybe it's a Chris Kindle this year rather than buying for all your nephews and nieces. So there's just simple things to be doing without spending money. So like do deals inside with the family.
Try and minimize
the cost for everybody.
For just really quickly, before I let you go, is there anything people can do to be better prepared for next year?
Don't spend so much at Christmas.
Right.
I know it sounds simple. I think the big thing is try and stay away from your credit cards, try and stay away from debt, and try and enjoy Christmas, but keep one eye on January. And remember, it is on your own the corner. And it's a long month for a lot of people as well with no pay.
It is. Yeah, for sure. Paul, that's brilliant. And thanks so much for coming in and chatting
to
us. Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie giving us some advice on how to be smart with our spending this Christmas and how to be prepared for next year.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.